We've got mail. Let him in. I would like to express my gratitude for the article, Let Him In, August 2007. I had been having some complications in my life that I didn't know how to deal with. I looked down at the table next to me and saw the New Era lying there. I thought that reading it would help me, so I opened it right to this article and read it. It helped me realize that when I am having troubles like I am having, all I need to do is to let him in, and he will help me with what I need. All I need to do is ask. This article helped me realize this fact even more than I had known it before. Kelly B., Washington. Arts fans, thank you for the stories about William Joseph, May 2007, and Zach Clark, August 2007. Since my children are more interested in the arts than sports, I have long been concerned about the messages they receive when they read story after story about athletes. Thank you for the stories about people my children can relate to. Ann J., Idaho. Understanding more. Every month, as soon as the New Era arrives in the mail, I begin to read it. I read it all the way through and try to get as much out of it as I possibly can. This habit has helped me a great deal through a lot of challenges. By reading the New Era, I've come to understand gospel principles more clearly, and I've been able to better recognize the great blessings and happiness that come from living the gospel. I would like to express my appreciation for the hard work that you have put into making this magazine. Amberly R., Maine. Education and sports. For a long time, I have been debating the possibility of college sports, after, of course, my mission. However, I failed to realize that, first of all, the purpose of going to college is to get a good education. After reading what President Hinckley had to say, Seek Learning, September 2007, I have decided to focus on education and then on physical activities. Isaac W., Colorado. Clean speech. The New Era is a blessing to all youth in all the world. I always learn something whenever I read it. I like the article, Thy Speech Reveals Thee, July 2007, and I am thinking of showing it to some of my friends so they will know that our Savior is always happy when we are clean in our speech. Daniel Wise O., Nigeria. Spit it out! I really enjoyed the September 2007 New Era. I especially enjoyed the article, If a Bug Flies Into Your Mouth. I had trouble with bad music and language before I became a deacon. One thing that my mom taught me is that if you can't imagine one of the prophets doing it, then neither should you. I think you should have more articles like this in your magazine because I've noticed that some people have had struggles with language, music, and bad computer sites. I hope we can get them to spit the bug out. Jacob M., Utah. Note. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake, or branch and district. New Era, We've Got Mail. 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420. Salt Lake City, Utah. 84150-3220, USA. Or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section. We've got mail.